I don't know. To stay in practice, you know. I write these filthy poems. I usually can't read them in public. I wrote a poem, you know, that sort of my pee-pee always gets me in trouble. I wrote a poem called I Think We Invented Fucking, which I like a lot, really, because it was back in the 60s. If you lived that time in the early 70s, if you could not get laid with a bottle of Boone's Farm, Johnny Mathis, and a Rod McEwen poetry book, man, you just couldn't get laid. Anyway, this is a true story I'm going to read you. You guys are tough warriors. You know, tough boxers. I met many a tough man and tough women, but one of the toughest guys I ever met was, his name was Charlie Lenz. He was a homicide detective for like 50-some years. He has seen probably just about everything, and he was a character. And I will read you the poem. It is called Caught by the Balls. Charlie was the oldest detective in the world because the oldest detective in China died. Charlie sometimes was rattlesnake mean and could be as nice as cherry pie with a big scoop of ice cream. No mood swings, just a man that could adjust to any situation. And his claim to fame was Chicken Hill, where there were bank robbers and lots of shooting guns. Anyway, that's another story. But how tough is a man that has seen and heard every lie told by those that take life, like they were turning a card or lifting an anvil, and he, with stone face, would listen and could bite like a snake with the ability to soft pinch a tit. One morning, Charlie came into the squad room and he was limping and sat down at his desk in discomfort and had a bandage on his head. I asked, "What happened, Charlie?" He said, "I'll tell you, but you got to promise not to laugh. Cross my heart and hope to die, stick a needle in my eye." He shifted in his chair. "I'm going to tell you, but I don't even want a snicker." "All right," I said, "I'm all ears." "I sleep in the buff," he said. "Been sleeping this way since World War II. He then said, "Well, I started to get out of bed and sat on the edge of my bed. Now I got an old iron bed with springs. I sat on the edge of the mattress. My balls were hanging fruit. And I got up and my balls fell into the springs. My low-hanging balls. My balls were caught in the bed springs. And I pulled the spring up, mattress and all, with my balls. The bed spring was attached to my balls and I couldn't get them loose. I actually dragged the spring from the bed with my balls. It hurt like hell and I couldn't free myself. I felt like an old dog with a sock in its mouth, tugging and tugging, trying to free my balls from the springs. I eventually freed my balls and slammed my head into the dresser, and I sprained my ankle. At the same time, I almost ripped my balls off. My eyes got wider as he told me of the reason that he was limping. I tried not to laugh out of fear and respect, but it's hard not to laugh at a man that tells you he caught his balls in the bed springs. The years have passed, and he's gone. But every time I think of him, I can't help thinking that I never met a man that got his balls caught in the bed springs, then dragging the springs around the bedroom like a dog pulling a sock. And if that's not tough, I don't know what tough really is. So help me, Jesus. True story. See you next week.